It's May 7th, 2020. This is the Yet To Be Named podcast. My name is Brian. With me is my good buddy Joe. How are you doing, Joe?
Well, and yourself?
Doing okay. Doing all right. Feels like it feels like Friday to me, but I'm unemployed and I'm on lockdown, so every day kind of feels like Friday.
But when you say unemployed, you really mean unemployed in the most favorable terms possible. You're like unemployed how, a graduating senior going to college is unemployed.
Yeah, that's fair. I was fortunate to have a good rainy day fund when I got laid off, and then I got us a little severance, so I'm not like ready to be kicked out or anything like that, but I do need to get back to work sooner rather than later.
You don't want to form too many bad habits.
Exactly. So since our friendship is founded on alcohol, but that's not really true. It's not really true, but it kind of is.
Yeah, we've been around each other sober.
Yeah, a few times.
What was that like?
That's the thing. I don't remember anymore. But I want to say, what are you drinking tonight, Joe?
I thought I'd be drinking a beer, but I'm actually drinking a sangria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's I forgot to pick up the beer on the way home last night, and once again, we're all on lockdown.
Right.
So, I mean, I basically whipped up something, a couple hours earlier because I was like, oh, crap, I need to have a drink. And so I think it was a Cupcake Farm or Cupcake Vineyard, and it's the Malbec, and I've got the apples and oranges, and it's pretty good. Taste it.
Okay. Is it sweet?
What are you? It's not too sweet. It's definitely not bitter either. But it's literally a Goldilocks. It's a Goldilocks sangria. Not too sweet, not too bitter, but just right.
I used to drink wine all the time, but I haven't for a while. Now I need to.
Yeah.
So it's a lot better than it's a lot friendlier to my girly figure than beer is.
Yeah, but, beer builds character.
Yeah.
You're not talking about drinking. What was that stuff that, the stuff that would be on the bottom aisle, the bottom rack of the, wine aisle, the, Boone's Farm or something like that?
But I have a lot of good memories from Boone's Farm from back when that was the highbrow stuff, when you're. Drinking Boone's Farm out in the middle of some farmer's fields. Wow, that's embarrassing.
Good times, huh? Why would it be embarrassing? It's good times,
Bitburger.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Bitburger.
And that sounds German, but
it's a German Pils. It's nice and crisp, nice and light.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just a big fan of the German beers. I know that there's just tons of microbrewers around here, but they just go crazy with the hops, and,
I guess I didn't get the memo where like everything, something being very hoppy was the thing to do.
Jeez, it's just ridiculous now. So I can drink some microbrews. We have a few around here that I like, but a friend of mine labeled them, like they're like cat piss and pine trees.
microbrewery beer, but that one's not a microbrewery. Or it is.
All right. So what we're going to do here, just for people listening to know, we're just going to hit on some topical, current affair type stories, and then try to wrap up on maybe something light. not so serious, but there's a lot of serious shit going on right now.
A lot of it.
And
the crazy thing is, it's a lot of it, and it's coming at you fast.
Yeah, this came out of nowhere, and which is odd because it happened in February.
Yeah.
But you made me aware of it yesterday. I had seen a headline, but that's all. And it's the murder that took place in Georgia. And that's I don't care how it's phrased by anyone else. It's murder. It's
but before we do that, maybe we should do a general rundown.
Okay.
So the facts as we know it.
Right.
This happened what, in February?
Happened in February.
Now, let me see if I can find the exact date. That way, it's been more than 10 weeks since this happened. And as I understand it, two people, the people from the McMichael family, father and son,
right.
Travis 64. Oh yeah, Travis 30. Sorry, Travis McMichael 34, and I guess McMichael the senior, 64. They were, I guess they were at their place, and they spotted somebody, a black male running down the street. And these two guys, stating that there had been a lot of burglaries in the area, decided to do what any, red-blooded American would do is, the most reasonable thing, I guess, is to, get their shotgun and a pistol and give chase. This happened in one thing, and this happened in February, and was that New Brunswick, Georgia?
Yes, Brunswick.
Brunswick, all right, Brunswick, Georgia. And so they approach this guy, and the only thing we really see from the video is we see at the very beginning the guy's running, and as they get closer, we just watch a murder, and watch and it. An attack, and a murder is a conclusion, I think. But this happened, back in February. It took about 10 weeks for it to. Oh, and the guys walked. Apparently,
no arrest.
Yeah. So they quite literally they rode up on the guy, and they shot him at least three times. And my understanding is that the cop showed up. And they're like, oh, we thought we were doing like a citizen's arrest. And apparently, according to, and it's really crazy, too, because apparently they've had like two or three district attorneys recuse themselves from the case. Because apparently McMichael Sr., was either a cop or worked for the district attorney's office, something to that effect.
Okay.
And two DAs have recused themselves from charging the case, and is it now in the hands of a third DA who's decided to impanel a grand jury. But and that's once again 10 months after something that's been verifiably, we can see it with our own eyes.
I can't imagine any other video would how it would change anything. This just looks, and I tell you, man, it's kind of creepy to that last minute where he just kind of
you buckles. That's probably the best. Gives way, and it's funny because I saw a headline about this maybe a week and a half ago, but was I saw the headline and then you see the picture of him right before he buckles, but once again it's a picture and you don't really get a sense for what's going on in the picture, and it wasn't until I saw the video that literally went from 0 to 60, so to speak.
Right.
But, I mean, so, yeah, this happened, and we are finally within 2020, and, you can still, as a black person, be shot in the street for not much more than being black.
Being black, yeah.
So when you first heard it, when you first saw it, if I recall correctly, I saw it, I got it from a friend of mine, and my very first reaction was to be like, okay, this is out here now, you're going to quash this. This video is going to disappear. It's going to get to the point where you can't find it. So I just went around and pretty much gave it to everybody.
Right.
And Mr. Newman, I don't know if you want to, Brian was a month.
It's out there now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it isn't on YouTube yet or wherever we're going to put it. But, Brian was amongst the first people. I think I may have sent it to my girlfriend first, but yeah, Brian was the second or third person who got it. And when I sent it to you, I this is a bad thing I did. I should have, given you a warning of what you'd be seeing. What did you, when you first saw it, what were your reactions?
I just had to shake my head. It's sad. I had to watch it a couple times just to, I was like, did he died, right? I'm looking at his final moments there. It's like you hear the shotgun go off and then he kind of stumbles and then just drops.
He did not die there, thankfully. So we didn't see him give up the ghost there, but he died shortly thereafter at a hospital.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to say, Joe. It's horrible that people, and this, I just have to chalk it up. Everything about this screams racism, and I don't jump to that lightly. But I don't know what else to say about how else do you. I just can't think of any other explanation for it. These two guys, and we were talking about them, these two guys yesterday, and I know tons of people that look like these guys. These look like, you go back to where I was raised, and everyone looks like these guys. Thankfully, mm-hmm. they don't all think like these guys, but they just look like rednecks, in this case, that's just what they are. I've got it playing without any sound, and it's just playing in a loop, and it's just I don't know. If they thought this guy was doing something, they should have. And I don't care if this guy is a cop or an off-duty cop or whatever he is.
I think they retired somebody who was licensed to carry a gun for the state.
Even worse. Even worse.
Yeah. I would give you that. Even worse. Now, and the crazy thing is that any listeners will not know this, but Brian, we've talked. We've been friends since 2004.
I'd have to do some counting, but yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a very long time.
Yeah, and he and I have talked about broad range of topics, lots of stuff.
And so
when one of the first things come out of your mouth, like, yeah, this is literally, I can't think of a reason other than just these guys are just racist. And he does not come to that lightly. And I'm not surprised. But be like, yeah, this is just out and out, full stop, just murder.
I'm happy. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you were saying. All right.
I'm glad that I was, I told you yesterday that I thought that with the coronavirus in the news, that it would suck all the oxygen out, and this wouldn't get any press, but mm-hmm. I'm glad to say that today I'm seeing that it is picking up a lot of steam. So, I'm hopeful that these two asshats, whatever you want to call them, these Dodges, they're going to get brought to justice. I hope so. And it's whether that's the rest of their lives in jail or if they're dead from a lethal infection or a shank in the shower or something. I don't know. But these two, they got to be held accountable. They just have to be. If these guys are not held accountable with any real meaning, with real punishment, then it's another very sad day.
So when you say a real punishment, so it's like, a shank in the shower. Okay, that's real punishment. Let's see here. Lethal injection. I believe state of Georgia is into that. If they got off with a 10-year sentence,
no,
is that justice?
No, not
because
at that.
Because that, you remember that lady in Texas, the shoot 'em up cop, walks in the wrong house. Oh my God! She got like 10 years. What was her name? Aaron Geiger. Something like that, or Geiger?
We hear, here's what's bothersome, is it seems like we hear, you're always hearing stories about disproportionate punishments for the crimes, either too heavy-handed or not enough. You hear about the guy who rapes children who gets out in
4 years.
Yeah, something
five
like
five years.
Yeah.
Good behavior.
But I guess that's what, because there is no one set of guidelines, that it's all because it's up to a judge's discretion. Is that fair to say?
A lot of crimes do have mandatory minimums, but oftentimes the prisons are so overpacked and understaffed that if you're like if you're good in prison and don't cause them too much trouble, you're like we've got we need we need more space, and so they'll let them go. Like, a lot of states, you can get parole.
And a pedophile, I would imagine that a pedophile is on his best behavior when he's in prison.
he's probably... No tears for pedophiles.
I want to see, for whoever it was that pulled the trigger... life for sure, or life or more. And the other guy, I guess I can't, maybe, I don't know, maybe if not life, it needs to be, it needs to be, I don't know, 20. I don't know.
It's kind of hard trying to mete out punishment, but I'm being like, death penalty death penalty, life. Whoever pulls the trigger? Trigger man gets death or life. That would be justice,
without a doubt.
But now the thing is I thought I heard a pistol shot when I watched it, and I had the volume on blast, and so I thought I heard a pistol shot as well. You can clearly hear the shotgun blast. But I think there's also a pistol shot as well. So if I'm right, they're both murderers. If I'm wrong, one's a murderer and the other's at the very least an accessory. Like, they're both.
First, maybe I don't know, the shotgun guy, whichever. I'm guessing that it was the shotgun that was the cause of death.
Kill shot.
First degree murder, and the other, is there second degree murder? I don't know.
I think they both get first because they're clearly malice. Yeah,
I'm fine with
malice
that.
Of forethought. Anyway, so we're in relative agreement. I think we're in absolute agreement. I mean, you're not saying, oh yeah, these guys should walk. Then I'd have to hang up.
You actually, you know what? It is, because they both, when they both decided to get in that truck and give chase, they had in their mind, they had an idea of what was likely to happen when they gave chase with two loaded guns.
Yeah. I guess, but then you said, like, you know, if this guy was like a retired officer or retired, you know, parole guy, or you know, sanctioned by the state to carry a weapon, you're right. That does make it worse, because then you got to think, okay, this guy's retired. Let's say he worked 20 years, 30 years. How many cases has he, you know, been, you know, quick to show up and just start breaking stuff? And this is one of those things we'll probably end up talking about in the future, because it's likely to play out in a big way.
I hope that it does. I don't want this to just disappear, because
I'm not going to let that happen.
Yeah,
like, you know, my very first instinct was to spread it as far and wide as I could. I put it on my Facebook, my Twitter, and then I, you know, went down and probably texted about a good 50 people.
Yeah, you're right. There's a likelihood that things like this get scrubbed, and I actually downloaded a physical copy of the video, so it's on my archive drive, so it's not getting scrubbed from that.
Yeah, it seemed like 2020 has been a sucky year. It's like everything bad, you know. But that, I guess that's a, you know, a different, broader, like, all this bad issues happening.
Yeah, it started out bad, and it's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I off the top of my head, I'm drawing. I don't even remember what I was so upset about at the beginning of the year. It just keeps progressing.
Kobe?
We had Kobe Bryant. His family.
Untimely demise. Yeah.
Yeah, that, and his daughter and other people. We had that. I'm sure there's a.
Like, you know how they, at the end of each year, they go through the year in review.
Yeah.
You know, 2020 year in review is going to be like a freaking horror show. we lived through all this ish. Like, you know, people, I mean, yeah, I'm already ready to jump to 2021.
At this rate, we may not make it to the end of the year, man.
That's not a laughing matter, because, I mean, and this whole COVID piece is probably anything, is that, you know, that can happen. And that might be a good segue.
I like that. The COVID-19. I've called it from the beginning, and I will not stop, the Wu-Tang virus.
quick factual rundown of what we have relative high confidence in terms of facts. It came from the Wu-Tang flu came from Wuhan.
Wuhan, yeah. Do you remember? I mean, when this first became a thing, it was all about this. The story was that it somehow jumped. That they was eating live bats in this. Yeah,
I hadn't heard live bats. I heard they read, like,
okay, maybe the bat was dead.
I mean, bats are ugly creatures.
Yeah, there was still, okay, I'm sorry, it was bat soup. It was bat soup. But,
sorry.
Well, there's a lot.
They won't stay still.
Well, there's a lot of videos out of that side of the world where they're eating. They love that. It's like they can't kill a fish or something. They got to eat it while it's alive.
I think that's the thing in, like, Korea, where they, like, it's like a squid or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like trying to, you know, and people actually die every year. A squid, like, wins. I think that's the way it should be. I mean, if you don't have the decency to kill your food before, they should get a few wins in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, they said it came from people in these wet markets eating bat soup. And there was pictures going around of a, it looked like a bowl with a literal bat just kind of sticking out of it.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah. And so, if you say?
Well, I was going to say that's how it started. And then we got something, then China flexed their muscles, and all of a sudden it was, race, the word racist gets used way too much incorrectly, but they meant all of a sudden it was like xenophobic or something too.
I think it was Trump calling it the China disease. And,
okay.
Yeah. And nine and a half out of 10 times, you know, Trump is really good at, you know, looking at a situation and sizing it up and, you know, coming up with a perfect,
yeah,
you know, phrase to encapsulate, you know, what he wants you to think about. So with, I remember when he was mowing down the other Republican primary nominees, it was, you know, he had a nickname for all of them.
Yeah.
It was friggin', what was that guy? Guy from Florida, Rubio. He called him Sweaty.
Rubio, yeah, well, Rubio. There was, yeah. And then there was, and then the Bush guy. He was
low energy
Jeb.
Yeah. And then there was Lion Ted. So.
Lion Ted.
Crooked Hillary. But yeah. So, nine and a half times out of 10, Trump can can sum somebody up, but I think this time the Chinese were a little bit they pulled their race card, and literally Trump had to back off of calling it the China disease.
They've but Trump has been at war with China since he's been in office.
Rightfully so.
I would agree with that. China is there. I've never been really anti-China in the past so much. I don't know. What we've learned over the past year and a half or so, I can't help but just think that they're bad actors
let's see here, bad actors. So, if the Soviet Union, what was the Soviet Union? Like an 8 or 9 or? So bad actors in history. Nazi Germany, 10.
Yeah.
Stalinist Russia, you give them a 10, right? Murdering millions of people.
Yeah.
China under Mao. 10,
right.
Murdering millions of people.
Yes.
China now, what would you give them? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, friggin', you know, the Nazis, Nazi Germany, and 1 being pacifist Germany now. Well, the Swiss.
Let's put them at a... From what I know right now, and I'll admit I'm not an expert, but let me just put them at a 7.
Yeah, great minds think alike. So
yeah.
My history of China is a little bit different. When I was in high school, I was a debater. I was a policy debate, and our very first debate topic was, be it resolved, the United States, United States government change policy towards the People's Republic of China. And, you know, this is before they were in the World Trade Organization, WTO, and all that good fun stuff, and before they had most favored nation status. And my belief at the time was, hey, we should, bring these guys into the light, into the community of nations, blah, blah, blah. And it would be a good thing for them because they'd no longer be, communist, totalitarian, they'd be able to, develop an economy that, helps people. But, and some good things have happened. You can't argue with the fact that they've raised, millions of people out of just dirt, utter gutter poverty. That is true.
Okay.
On any standard. But, the But some of the, I mean, you know, when they're really good, they're really good. But when they're really bad, they're really bad. And I've been following them closely, and not as closely like some China experts, but pretty closely, more than the average person on the street. And they're, yeah, I would give them a 7 or 8 in terms of, you know, bad actors in the world. And so what we believe we know is that they had this disease, and then they took active steps to cover it up such that, you know, they, you know, people would not know the extent to how contagious it was, you know, how deadly it was, and all that other good fun stuff. Is that about right? Is that,
yeah, that's, understand? Yep. Yes, that sums it up great.
And so, what, so your COVID thing, it came to the States. I think when it first came to the States, I don't think I took it that serious. And I don't think anyone took it that seriously because, you know.
Yeah, no. Right, no one took it serious. I have a video or an audio clip, and maybe after the fact when I'm going back and doing some producing on this audio file that we're making, maybe I'll insert it in right now. But it's a clip of everyone saying how it's not a big deal, it's the beginning. No one. Not even the media was taking it serious.
People should be more concerned right now with the flu in this country.
A lot of people are concerned about the coronavirus because they're hearing a lot of news about it right now. But the reality is, comparing it to the flu, for example, it's not even close to being at that stage.
What if it is worse? Is this a moment where maybe countries put politics aside, a little bit of pride aside, and do we have U.S. officials? Should U.S. professionals such as yourself get involved?
How worried should Americans be about coronavirus?
Coronavirus is not going to cause a major issue in the United States.
To show you how not serious I took it, I was planning on being on an airplane to Colombia today. I got out and got a ticket to Cartagena, Colombia, to be chilling on the beach, because we thought this would be over, you know, by the end of April, and everything would be starting to open back up in May. That was, you know, literally.
I wasn't leaving the country, but I had also made similar plans. I had plans to do various things this summer, and I'll tell you what I originally thought, and this is where people might get an inkling of where this this podcast may lead us someday. But mm-hmm. I told my friend Mark that once they realize that they're not going to be able to use this virus to get Trump out of office, it'll go away. I legitimately that's how little I thought of this virus, because I don't know, man. I look at the numbers and a weird thing that was when I was trying to debate him. You can't really debate someone over your phone's text messages, but he's like you can't look at the numbers. You can't look at the numbers. And I was like, what?
What do you mean you can't look at the numbers?
Isn't that how things are measured in science, you know, numbers?
Yeah, that's, you know, pretty, yeah.
I don't think I'm wrong yet, but the numbers that we're getting from this virus just don't seem to add up to numbers we've had from various things in the past. And I don't know. Would the things that have been different if we got play-by-play of every death during the swine flu or the bird flu or any of the other horrible things we've had? What's the difference? Tell me, Joe.
Well, it's funny to say swine flu, because as you know, I've got a little bit of a, sorry, not swine flu, chicken flu. I'm sorry, not chicken flu. that was your moniker that you used that I can't let go. But, chicken flu. So, my last job before I went off to, do a stint in the Peace Corps was, working for a company, and, my tasking was to basically do homework on how the company should prepare for some type of pandemic of a sort. And so, I'm going down a rabbit. Oh, I thought of a title for the podcast here.
Okay.
Down the rabbit hole.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it was I think it was something I texted you this morning.
yeah. I can't think of what it was in response to, but it's a down the rabbit hole. I like that.
Well, yeah, I think you it's in the text. You'll see it.
Yeah.
But I didn't take it seriously, but I probably should have, given my background and having worked on issues like this. But yeah, don't think anyone, nobody expected everything to be locked down. What was your first reaction when you heard that they were closing down schools and closing down work and stuff like that?
I was shocked. I was because I was of the mindset that this didn't warrant that. And I was just like, I just can't believe they're doing it. And I was like, 2 weeks max, 2 weeks max. I had no idea that it would last as, that they would keep it in place as long as they have. And,
I'm sorry, you were saying?
No, you just want to ask a question, I think. Go ahead.
When it first happened, did you think it was warranted, and do you think it's still warranted now?
No and no. No.
What? Wait a minute. Say that again? So is that, you said no and no. So the first part was you did not think it was warranted then?
Nope.
And
I don't,
you don't think
it's warranted
now.
No, I don't.
And so how?
I just don't see this as something that warrants shutting down the entire world over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we lose as many. I mean, every year we lose more people to the flu.
Probably more people to
More people to a lot of things. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I was talking to Mom about this, and I was like, yeah, we're all in quarantine. You know what else is going to go down? Car accidents. Deaths from car accidents are going to go way down. So does that mean we need to do this? Bad things happen in this world. People die, and that's just a part of life. And you can't, I don't know.
So you're still not convinced that this is any worse or much worse than a flu that takes out, at least 40,000 people a year?
No, I guess I'm not. No. I believe, and it's kind of accepted that the computer models that they use to gauge all of this at the beginning were so severely flawed. I don't know enough about it to go into it in depth right now, but apparently some other computer scientists had done a code review on the models that the models that this guy who resigned because he broke the quarantine rules by.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that's the guy. But apparently, the code, everything about the code was ancient. It was just that even if you put in, apparently, even if you put in the exact same inputs, it was never reproducible outputs. Like you would think that if you put in the exact same inputs, that you would get the same outputs, but somewhere, someone said that the purpose of the model was to always give out random outputs. And I don't even know what the hell that means.
Yeah, so they may as well have been using a magic eight ball and putting it in your projection.
Yes. I like, yeah.
It's like, shake. Oh, maybe so. Okay, I guess it's going to be millions of people dead.
But right there from the beginning, I lost faith in it. And then, and I don't care, right or wrong, this is politicized. Everything is politicized nowadays, but this is absolutely politicized. And so when politics are involved, man, it's just like all bets are off. And you don't know who to believe, because everyone's got an agenda, and it's I don't know. Maybe we're gonna get, you know, these bans, these quarantines are gonna be lifted, and it'll turn out that by the end of the year we've lost 200,000 people. Well, then I was wrong, I guess. But I just don't But I don't think that's going to happen.
It can't all be gold.
And so, but again, what happens? What happens next year when there's COVID 20 or whatever? Are we going to do this again? Can we do this again? Because when this is all over, man, there's going to be a lot of, it's going to be a different place. I mean, there's going to be a lot of businesses gone.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been following a lot of folks, and it seems as if, actually, that kind of brings me onto the, you know, kind of a segment, a portion of this whole COVID piece, the whole reopening.
Mm. Yeah.
So you might do a little thought experiment with you?
Please do.
All right. So, let's say that there are roughly three outcomes that when they decide to flip the switch again and reopen the economy, what will happen? Okay?
Okay.
Approximately three. One, they flip the switch and they reopen the economy, and people just come out and start spending money and, you know, basically enjoying all the things that they could not enjoy for the past month and some change, or, what, 2 months now? And
yeah,
the economy just comes roaring back to life. And everything picks up as it left off, and we just, you know, go on our merry way as if this never happened. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the best case scenario. Second scenario, they reopen the economy, but, you know, all these habits about, you know, social distancing and not wanting to go out and do stuff and literally being suspicious of strangers because they might be sick and you don't want what they got. Right?
Right.
And so, people come out, but, you know, some people come out, but overall people are fearful, and in general they do not come out, but they don't come out. And so then the question is, how long are people fearful, and how long, and when do they come back to their senses and be like, okay, it's okay to go out and spend money, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Last scenario is they reopen the economy, people come out, and in 4 to 6 months, they realize, holy crap, this stuff is, you know, is people are catching this stuff, and it's worse than we thought. And so they end up having to close down the economy again. All right?
Yeah.
And so scenario one, best case scenario, everybody lives happily ever after. Scenario two, people have trepidation. But depending upon how long that trepidation lasts, the economy could, you know, could bounce back and be okay. Or if that trepidation lasts too long, things go south. The last scenario where people, you know, show up or go out again and start people start getting sick again and they have to shut it down, that's probably the worst case scenario, which will probably likely lead to some type of very deep, very dark depression. Of those three scenarios, which one do you think is most likely to occur?
Number two.
Number two?
Yeah.
And so, number two, so that one's the one where people come out, but they're anxious, not, and they don't necessarily rush out.
Yeah, not everyone comes out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that nailed it. I think that's what we're going to see.
See, I'm thinking probably number three, but. Probably number two, trending number three, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
This is an election year, and what you said about politics is absolutely...
How did I leave out the X factor?
Yeah, it's politics. So I think that once they reopen the economy, literally they will have to be piling up bodies in the streets before they will close it again.
Oh, Joe, you got me. I'm ashamed of myself. I sat there and just went on about how this was political, and then I gave a completely non-political answer. I should be shot.
Well, you know what? This will be a secret between you, me, and all the millions of people who listen.
All the millions.
All of them. But yeah, and. So I believe that once they, I think they're going to push off reopening as late as possible. I'm thinking August. But once they reopen, it'll be like closing. Huh?
They're going to put a death count on the, on some building in New York, right? Some building in downtown New York, a COVID 19 death count.
Yeah. So I think they're going to try to reopen, let's say, August. But once we reopen, there's no going back. Not until at least after the election.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I change my answer?
No. Of course you can. Of course you can. It's always do-overs.
I think you're right about that. I did not take that into account, but yeah, you're right.
Hopefully I'm wrong, but I think I am. Now, as I look at it, it's 7:54.
So I got to be wrapping up here soon, but I wanted to, before we do, I did want to talk about, you just can't, this is just a really, really, really cool, I guess, or scary, I guess, depending on the murder hornets.
Now, okay, so what do we know about it? We know that.
They murder people. Yeah. They can murder people.
Yeah, murder is in the name. Murder.
Yeah.
Now, I first saw a mention of the murder hornet maybe 2 to 3 days ago.
Okay.
When I first saw it, I was like, what the freak? WTF. And so,
nothing gets your attention like a headline that talks about a murder hornet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they wanted to spread fear and panic, they did a good job.
Now, let's talk about this for a few, couple minutes. But there's one thing, Joe, that I want to say, and I think you're probably there because there's probably about a 10-year difference between our ages, right?
I don't think seven.
Is it seven? I don't know. I'm 40. 47. I think I'm 47.
Yeah, I'm 39 turning 40.
Okay. Well, maybe not. Okay. Do you remember when we were kids? It was like almost every summer there was a story about Africanized killer bees that were, you know, so far up into Texas already, and how they would be they would just have be all over America by now. I'm still waiting for the killer bees.
Yeah, and not only that, they'd be killing everything. I mean,
yeah.
Once again,
they were no joke.
Yeah. And you know, these Africanized aggressive bees were more aggressive than the
more
docile European bees, and these guys were just gonna run roughshod and murder everything, just like this murder hornet.
Yeah,
hasn't happened yet.
No.
So wait, so on a scale of 1 to 10, and once again, this is like, you know, still fresh. Right. What would you give it on the hype meter?
The hype meter right now, this has got to be a 10, man.
Especially,
you with social media, you got idiots out there like willingly letting these things sting them so that they can tell you how bad it is.
And those guys deserve it, and I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to hear your screams of pain. And
two inches is big.
Yeah,
any insect, let alone a hornet.
Now, I remember the very first time I put eyes on one of these, because when I first heard murder hornet, I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, okay, maybe this is like, you know, it's the name, it's terrifying. Like for me, okay, so, scary things in life. When I was a kid, being stung, I've never been stung by a bee.
Okay.
Always fearful of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard that hornet stings were much worse than bee stings. So
yep.
I always made sure, you know, so when I hear about this murder hornet, I'm like, okay, it's getting real.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I agree. An absolute 10 on the hype meter, because, and so I went and looked it up online, of course, and I'm like, okay, it's a Japanese hornet, the giant Asian hornet, or a giant, yeah, Japanese hornet, but yeah, it wasn't called a murder hornet. I wonder who came up with the name murder hornet.
That's a very good question. They should get a raise.
Or so, have their asses kicked.
Or that. Well, all right, Joe. I think that's a good place to wrap this up. I think this has been a pretty successful first episode.
Excellent. I agree. We'll have to sit down and do some debrief. And
yeah.
Figure out what's next. But you got your appointment.
Yes, but I'll take this video. I'll take this audio file. I'll try to clean it up some, and maybe stick some intro music on it, and I'll post it up somewhere where you can listen to it, and then we'll figure out how it is we want to share it with others.
Good deal. Thank you for letting me be on, and we'll have you again, guys.
All right. Take care, Joe. Talk to you next time.
Next time. Bye-bye.